Would you like to get life coaching advice from a robot? Well, guys, this episode was literally written by artificial intelligence. I put into ChatGTP, I said, create me a YouTube video idea with five ways to reach your goals in life. And this is what it spat out. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Dream Out Loud family, where young entrepreneurs come to learn the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live their dream life. I'm your host, Morgan T. Nelson, a former carpenter who created financial freedom by the age of 23 and have since spent my time traveling around the world living my dream life, inspiring, educating, and teaching other young people how they can do the same. Each and every week, I'll bring you the most epic guests who are going to share their stories, wisdom, tips, and tricks on how they've been able to create a life by design. Here at Dream Out Loud, we're committed to helping inspire and educate you to be able to execute your full potential. What it wants me to do first, it wants me to say this. Hi, welcome back to our channel. Today, we are excited to share with you five practical and effective strategies that can help you reach your goals in life. Whether you're striving for personal growth, career success, or fulfilling your dream, these techniques will guide you towards a life of achieving your desired outcomes. I'm not sure why it turned into an American accent. But anyway, let's see what it spat out for us, okay? So number one, it says to us that you've got to define your goals and to create an action plan. I think that's pretty self-explanatory because like if you don't know where you're going in life, you're not actually going to hit it. If you don't have a target, how are you going to know if you're on track? How are you going to know what to put your focus on and all these things? The problem with this is most people will focus on the wrong thing. Most people will focus on the thing that they don't want instead of the thing that they actually do want. But anyway, let's keep seeing what ChatGTP gave us. Then it tells me to say, discuss the importance of setting clear and specific goals. So let me ask you a question. If I said to you, hey, would you like to have more money? Chances are you'd probably say yes. And then I say to you, well, here's the dollar. Now, I bet you're pretty disappointed now. The problem with this is you weren't specific enough about the actual goal you wanted. You just said you wanted more money. So you didn't specify how much money. So when it comes to setting goals, you do have to be quite specific. How much? By when? Who? What? Where? All these types of things. So you can't just be vague with it and be like, I want to be rich. I want to be happier. Why this works is because the things you focus on, we have the part of our brain called the reticular activating system. And what its job, it acts like a heat-seeking missile to go and find new evidence of the very thing that you are focusing on. So if you say, I want to earn $1 million this year, your brain, the reticular activating system, is literally going to go out there and find you opportunities that did exist before, but because of your clouded focus, it perhaps didn't see the opportunities that were once there. But now because you actually have inserted it into your brain, you've put the goal into your GPS, your brain's going to act like a heat-seeking missile. It's going to become aware of people you can connect with, businesses you could start, investments you could do, all these different types of things that were there before, but because you weren't aware of them, it didn't bring it to your awareness. This is why setting specific goals is actually super important for you. ChatGTP didn't tell me to say that shit. One of the other things it says here for me to do is to explain to you the difference between setting larger goals and then breaking them down into smaller, manageable tasks. Yeah, that kind of is good. It makes a little bit of sense, but here's the thing. My philosophy of life, I like to set goals so freaking big that I never hit them. Why? Because without a goal, you will only do what's required of you, period. Most people are operating at about 40% of what's their actual true potential. So if you set your goal here, then you will only get out that much effort. But if you set this as the goal, then you get out this much effort, but you fall short, you would have gotten more out of yourself because of the bigger goal than you ever would have gotten before. Therefore, I don't set small goals. I don't really break them out into manageable tasks, manageable goals. I set a goal so freaking big so it inspires me to get off my ass and do more than I ever would have done before. So if I ever hit a goal that I set, I'm actually kind of disappointed because I should have set it bigger. All right, number two that ChatGPT tells you to do, you've got to cultivate a positive mindset, whatever the fuck that means. So pretty much what it wants me to explain to you is having a positive mindset is a good thing. Like, you know, if you didn't know that one by now, Now you do. Positive mindset is so vague because we have 65,000 thoughts a day on average. And our brain processes about 2 million pieces of information every single second, but can only consciously process about 134 bits of information per second. So a lot of this information is actually left out at an unconscious level. Therefore, the power of positive thinking is fantastic. However, it's only surface level. Because if you can consciously say positive things, focus on positive things, and all these types of things, that's all well and good. However, if you're 25 years old, you've got 25 years of 2 million pieces of information every single 1 second, deep rooted at an unconscious level that may be hindering you at a super deep level. If you've ever experienced something like this before, where you're like, I kind of want this goal, I want to do the work, but then your body tells you to do something else, where your actions and behavior doesn't actually show something that's incongruent with the results you say you want. If this is happening for you, you've got a conscious and unconscious incongruency, and your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are actually out of rapport with each other. What we need to do is work on a way to actually get them in alignment together so they start working together. So ChatGPT, positive mindset, ain't all that. The next thing it says for you to do, guys, is you got to take consistent action and embrace failure. This is actually pretty sound advice because, believe it or not, most people don't achieve the results they want in life because they just do it a few times and then they stop. Just look at the last person who you know set a New Year's resolution and they're like, I'm gonna hit the gym, I'm gonna get super sexy, I'm gonna get healthy. And then 7 days later, they stop. Most people struggle to just take consistent action because they want the results now. So if you can fall in love with the process, if you can actually fall in love with the journey and who you're becoming along the way, that is far more important than the end outcome will ever be. And the second thing I wanted me to add onto here was to embrace failure. Look, there's no such thing as failure. There is only feedback. And I'll tell you why this is a thing. Because when you're in school, when you failed at something, didn't you get in trouble? Didn't you have to resit the test? Didn't you have to stay back and do extra study and extra learning? Didn't you get in trouble? Didn't you get punished? I know I surely did. So when people then go into the real world, they link it together and then they think that when they fail, they'll get punished. So they avoid things that will actually potentially bring them failure. But if you're on a journey of success, business, life, whatever, failure is part of the journey. It's a prerequisite. So we definitely need to reassociate and reframe our perception of what failure actually means. And then it tells me to give you a practical tip for staying motivated and focused during challenging times. Okay, here's two tips. First one is write down your goal every single day, because if you have a reason for actually waking up every day and you know where you're heading, then chances are you'll be more inspired, not saying every day, but you'll be more inspired than not because you actually know the reason why you're getting up and doing things that day. And the second thing is surround yourself with people that are also like you, so they can pick you up on the days where you're feeling low, that can help you overcome obstacles, mental blocks, and all these sorts of things. Literally, the people around you will make you or break you. What's up, Dream Nation? Have you ever wondered how far ahead your life would have already been if you had got access to this type of content at a younger age? Look, this is why I need your help. I'm trying to build the number one personal development platform out there to teach you guys the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live your dream life and to bring the type of education that we all wish we had in school. This show only grows by word of mouth and new subscribers, so it would mean the world to me if you could smash that subscribe button right now, leave us a 5-star written review, or drop a comment below and share this episode with a friend. I would be forever grateful. All right, now let's get back into this episode. The fourth one here that ChatGPT tells me to tell you is you've got to develop effective time management skills. And then it wants me to discuss the importance of having significant effective time management skills that are going to help you achieve your goals. I literally teach for a very long time at our business bootcamp on how to do effective time management, because this is pretty important, because we all have the exact same 24 hours in our day. You have the same as me, Jeff Bezos, right? Elon Musk, we all have the exact same 24 hours in our day. So it's not a matter of how much time you have, it's what you do with the time that you do have. The first thing that really helped me get aware of this, I said to my friend one day, I said, how do you have time to build your business while you work full time? And he said to me, I make time. And it really hit me, because here's the thing, we'll either make time for the things that are important to us, or we'll be forced to make time to do the things and handle the things, the problems in our life, the things that we actually don't want. So successful people tend to develop the mindset of doing the things that are hard now so that later things can be easy. And unsuccessful people tend to do the things that are easy now and later life will be super, super hard. But the best thing that's honestly worked for me is literally just this. As my day finishes, I'll write down a list of all the things that I've got to get done tomorrow. So I know at the forefront of my mind what tomorrow is going to be about. And when I wake up and I get to my day, I will just circle three of the things on the list. And if I can make sure I get at least those three things done, then today was a successful day for me. Sometimes I get a lot more done. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it, but I'll get those three done. But since doing that, I've been able to get a lot more done and I actually enjoy the process too. And the other tip is at least one day a week, I will take completely off guilt-free and I'll go out on the jet ski, I'll go on a hike, I'll do something fun for me that actually soaks up and fills my cup. Because what I've noticed is when I take a step backwards, it actually allows me to take two steps forwards in my work. So when I'm working, I'm focused on working and I love it. And when I'm having fun, I'm focused on having fun and I'm loving it. Number five tip by ChatGTP, it wants you guys to stay committed and practice self-care. Okay, this one's pretty cool that it actually put in here because maybe it was written by like millennials because the self-care thing is such a new age type thing, I think. So staying committed obviously is super freaking important. It's never gonna happen overnight. And in fact, if you're ever at moments where it feels like it's not working, they're the times where it actually is working because you can't progress closer to something without falling into a dip and having a realization that you are aware now that you are not that good at the task. Everybody has to go through the process of growth, which is the second phase, is actually falling into the dip and literally becoming consciously aware that you're incompetent at the task. So if you're at a time right now where you're not feeling great and it feels like you're getting beaten and battered, then celebrate it because you are going through the cycle of growth. Stay committed to your end goal. It's always going to get better along the end, blah, blah, blah. If you want more, put into ChatGTP. And obviously, you know, self-care is pretty freaking important. I think I sort of covered that on step four there, where it's like one thing that's really worked for me is actually figuring out things that I love to do, the things that light my soul on fire. Like one of my highest values is fun. So if I'm going through my week and I'm working, I've got heaps of events on or podcasts or videos or whatever, I still make sure that I put into my week at least one or two times where I can have fun, whether that be golf. I'll do something to fuel my soul on the inside. Honestly, if you're doing the things you love every day and you're living your life that's in alignment with your values, then you'll never burn out anyway. All right, guys, that's a wrap. So what it wants me to do right now is to tell you that, hey, that's a wrap on today's video. But remember that reaching your goals is a journey that requires effort, dedication, and consistency. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you a little bit about why this might be concerning, okay? First of all, I think ChatGTP is freaking nuts. If you're not using it right now, then it's insane. It really allows me to brain dump and gives me ideas, and it works as like an assistant and a sidekick to help get creative. It's freaking amazing. But here's where I think the problem is with this stuff. Because there's three levels of learning. You can know something, understand something, and then you can embody something. ChatGTP knows a lot of information. It might even kind of understand it to a degree. Like obviously it can teach things, but here's the thing, it doesn't embody it. And I don't know about you, but if I know that someone doesn't embody the things that they're teaching me, I subconsciously will have a belief that says, well, it might not work for me because they're just regurgitating information versus telling me the process of how they did it. And whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right either way. So if you believe that the process you're learning won't actually work for you, then guess what? It won't actually work for you. So that's why the person that you're learning this information off is pretty freaking important. So as much as ChatGTP could literally coach you and give you some great advice, give you some great tips, if you don't have that subconscious belief, knowing that ChatGTP is a real person that has actually experienced adversity and created a successful life, then you might not actually believe at an unconscious level that this stuff will work for you. Second reason is deep change happens at an unconscious level. This is why you cannot beat full immersion. Because when it's just surface information like reading books or listening to podcasts, you're getting surface level information, which is good. It tickles you. It gets you going. It's fantastic. It might put you in the right direction. But to create deep transformational change happens at an unconscious level. So you can rewire all of those unconscious beliefs, the 2 million pieces of information, every 1 second that your brain has picked it up since the day you've been born. So as much as this stuff's fantastic, make sure that you're still getting to full immersed events. This is why I run a personal development company. We run several events a year to help people literally get transformation in a single weekend. One of the common things I've heard so many people say after one of our events is they say, I feel like I got 20 years of therapy in a single week. And the last one is this. This is what I'm actually concerned of. This might help the rise of fake gurus on the internet. If you can get all these fake gurus getting AI-generated pictures with them sitting in a Lambo, they don't even have to rent the Lambo anymore. Then they can get AI to generate all these facts and all this shit. Then they can be just creating more and more videos out there telling you how to live their life when you know sure as fuck that they ain't even doing it for themselves. So with AI on the rise, the most important thing I think for you guys to do is to not lose the human factor and actually get around people that are doing the things you want to do and have the results you want to actually have. Learn from them, not all the fake gurus that are just using ChatGTP. I literally just showed you how freaking simple it is to get ChatGTP to write this video so I can regurgitate to you. So keep a lookout, guys. Stay away from all the fake gurus. So I think this shit might help them get even bigger. All right, guys, that's it for me today. If you guys got value from this, make sure you like, subscribe, do all those sorts of things. If you're brand new to the channel, share this with somebody. We drop so much value on here every single week to help you guys learn the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live your dream life. So if you got value from this, do all those things. And until the next episode, guys, dream out loud. Thank you so much for listening. And if you got value from this episode, it goes such a long way. If you can just take 20 seconds of your time, leave me a 5-star rating and written review, then screenshot this episode and share it to your story. And make sure you tag me for that shout out. And until next time, guys, go out there and dream out loud.